Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Deep Listening by Emily Kazriel presents a practical framework for improving how people connect across everyday relationships and high-stakes disagreements. Positioned at the intersection of communication skills, emotional intelligence, and conflict navigation, the book argues that listening is not a passive act, but a learnable method that can change outcomes with family, friends, colleagues, and even adversaries. Kazriel draws on her experience as an interviewer and facilitator to translate the idea of empathy into repeatable actions, offering an 8-step method designed to help readers move from reactive conversations to intentional dialogue. The focus is not on winning arguments, but on understanding what matters to others, reducing defensiveness, and building trust without abandoning one's own needs or boundaries. Readers can expect guidance on recognizing internal distractions, asking better questions, reflecting meaning accurately, and staying grounded when conversations become emotionally charged. The overall promise is transformation through attention, curiosity, and disciplined presence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, listening as a skill, not a personality trait. A core idea in the book is that strong listening is not reserved for naturally empathetic people. It is a practice with specific behaviors that can be learned, refined, and measured by outcomes. The book reframes listening from simply staying silent to an active process of making another person feel understood and safe enough to reveal what they truly mean. This shift matters because many conversations fail, not due to a lack of intelligence or goodwill, but due to competing agendas, premature judgments, and the urge to fix or persuade too quickly. Kazriel emphasizes the importance of intention, entering a conversation with the goal of understanding rather than performing, defending, or scoring points. The method encourages readers to notice the difference between hearing words and grasping the underlying needs, values, and emotions. When listening becomes a deliberate skill, it can be applied consistently across contexts, including difficult relationships, workplace misunderstandings, and polarized disagreements. The approach also normalizes imperfection, suggesting that repair and re-engagement are part of the skill, not evidence of failure. Secondly, the 8-step method for transformational communication. The book centers on an 8-step structure that guides readers through what to do before, during, and after meaningful conversations. While the steps function as a sequence, the spirit is flexible. Readers can return to earlier steps when they notice defensiveness, confusion, or emotional escalation. The method emphasizes preparation, including managing internal noise such as assumptions, anxiety, and the desire to control the outcome. It also highlights behavioral techniques that make listening visible, such as asking open questions, reflecting back the essence of what was said, and checking whether the other person feels accurately understood. Importantly, the method is not framed as a trick to get agreement. Instead, it is a disciplined process for creating conditions where people can speak honestly and feel respected even when differences remain. The structure helps readers avoid common traps like interrogating, advising too early, or reframing someone's experience to fit one's own narrative. By giving listening a repeatable pathway, the book aims to turn vague intentions like be a better listener into practical micro-actions readers can use immediately. Thirdly, empathy that holds boundaries and self-respect. Kazriel treats empathy as both powerful and misunderstood. The book distinguishes empathy from approval, submission, or emotional takeover. Deep listening, in this framing, allows readers to recognize another person's reality without abandoning their own. That distinction is especially relevant in close relationships where patterns of overfunctioning, people-pleasing, or chronic conflict can make conversations feel unsafe. The book encourages readers to stay grounded, to listen with warmth and curiosity, while also maintaining clarity about their own feelings, limits, and values. This balanced empathy supports healthier dynamics because it reduces the impulse to either attack or appease. Instead, the listener learns to validate what is true in the other person's experience while still naming what they need and what they cannot offer. The payoff is more honest connection and fewer resentments that build when empathy is confused with self-erasure. The emphasis on boundaries also makes the listening approach applicable to challenging interactions, including those with manipulative behavior or long histories of misunderstanding, where compassion must be paired with discernment. Fourthly, navigating conflict with family, friends, and foes. The book extends deep listening beyond friendly conversations into conflict, including interactions with people who trigger anger, fear, or contempt. It proposes that many conflicts persist because each side feels unseen and therefore escalates their messaging, not because their points are inherently unclear. By applying deep listening in tense moments, readers can reduce the temperature of a conversation and uncover the motivations beneath rigid positions. The method supports de-escalation through curiosity, tone awareness, and pacing, helping readers resist the urge to rebut every claim and instead explore what the other person is protecting or longing for. In family settings, this can soften entrenched roles and repetitive arguments. In friendships, it can prevent small ruptures from becoming permanent. With foes, the goal is not instant harmony, but a workable channel of communication that lowers misinterpretation and opens space for mutual influence. The book also implicitly recognizes that not all conflicts can be resolved, but listening well can still lead to better decisions about what to engage, what to pause, and what to exit with integrity. Lastly, making deep listening a daily habit. Beyond the headline techniques, the book pushes readers to treat listening as a lifestyle practice supported by reflection and repetition. Deep listening is presented as something strengthened through small, consistent choices. Pausing before replying, noticing when attention drifts, and repairing quickly after interruptions or misreads. The habit-building angle matters because even skilled communicators can revert to old patterns under stress. The book encourages readers to examine the environments and routines that either support presence or sabotage it, such as multitasking, phone distraction, or entering conversations already primed to persuade. It also reinforces that deep listening can be practiced in brief interactions, not only long, emotional dialogues, making it useful for daily life. Over time, these habits can change a person's reputation. Others experience them as trustworthy, calm, and fair, which invites more openness and cooperation. The book's emphasis on practice turns deep listening into an ongoing craft, where progress is visible in reduced misunderstandings, faster conflict recovery, and relationships that feel more respectful and emotionally honest. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want more productive conversations and stronger relationships, including partners, parents, managers, educators, helpers, and anyone dealing with recurring conflict. It is also valuable for people who feel unheard or who notice they either overtalk, withdraw, or try to fix others too quickly. By treating listening as a structured method rather than a vague virtue, the book can benefit daily life in concrete ways. Fewer arguments that spiral, clearer understanding of what others actually need, and greater confidence in handling emotionally charged moments without losing composure. Over time, practicing deep listening can improve trust, reduce defensiveness, and create space for more honest negotiation of boundaries and expectations. Compared with similar communication books that focus primarily on persuasion, debate tactics, or generic empathy tips, this one stands out by emphasizing a repeatable step-by-step approach aimed at transformation, not performance. It offers a disciplined path for turning good intentions into consistent behavior, making it a worthwhile purchase for readers who want practical tools that apply across family life, friendships, work relationships, and even adversarial interactions. If you would like to support Emily Kazriel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.